Navedtra 14259 Alpha, Utilitiesman, Advanced, Copyright Navy BMR.com. Chapter 2, Plumbing, Planning, and Estimating. 1. Which type of protection is required for threaded pipe located underground? Coal tar. 2. The underground water service and the building drain or sewer should not be less than how many feet apart horizontally and placed on undisturbed or compacted earth. 6. 3. Pay special attention to the joints so roots do not grow into the piping. The depth of the piping should be below which line? Frost. 4. Piping with a diameter of 3 inches or less requires a slope of not less than how many inches per foot? 1/4. 5. Pipe 4 inches or larger slopes no less than how many inches per foot? 1/8. 6. Sewer mains may have slopes of less than 1/8 inch per foot as long as there is a cleaning velocity of how many feet per second or greater? 2. 7. When designing fixture branches, remember that a slope or drop of more than how many inches per foot may cause siphonage of the trap seal? 1/4. 8. The building drain in a sanitary system must be of sufficient size to carry off all the water and waste materials that may be discharged into it at any one time. How many inches is the minimum allowable size? 3. 9. What is the standard method used in determining the size of a building drain? Unit system. 10. Number and type of fixtures times what equal total discharge in DFU? Unit values. 11. Which term is used for the vertical line of soil or waste piping into which the soil or waste branches carry the discharge from fixtures to the house drain? Stack. 12. What carries liquid wastes that do not contain human excrement? Waste stack. 13. What serves to carry both soil and waste material? Soil stack. 14. An offset in a vertical stack with a change in direction of how many degrees or less from the vertical piping may be sized as a straight vertical stack. 45. 15. What should be installed in piping where a horizontal branch connects to the stack within 2 feet above or below the offset? Relief vent. 16. The water closet, strictly speaking, has no waste. It is usually connected by the use of a closet bend directly into the stack on a separate branch of its own that is as short as possible. The closet bend is 3 or 4 inches in diameter if made of cast iron, steel, or PVC, and how many inches if made of copper? 3. 17. How many inches is the minimum pipe size for lavatory wastes? 1.25. 18. Size of waste pipe should be at least 1.5 inches for wall-mounted urinals, and how many inches for the pedestal siphon jet urinal? 3. 19. The usual diameter of the waste pipe for a single shower is 2 inches if made of cast iron or steel, and how many inches if made of copper? 1.5. 20. A domestic kitchen sink requires a 1.5 inch cast iron, steel, or PVC waste pipe. When a sink is equipped with a garbage disposal unit, a minimum of how many inches is required? 2. 21. How many styles of service sinks are there? 2. 22. Which type of sinks are large sheet metal sinks used for washing large pots and pans and for general scouring purposes? Scullery. 23. Drinking fountains carry only clear water wastes, and a waste pipe of how many inches is suitable? 1.25 inch. 24. While the unit system is used to size the building sanitary piping and the building drain, the sewage quantities used in sewer design normally are computed on which basis? Contributing population. 25. The per capita contribution for sewer design varies. Typical values are 100 gallons per person per day for permanent residents, and how many gallons per person in the industrial area per 8-hour period? 30. 26. The sizing of the sewer includes the average rate and the extreme peak rate of flow. Typical peak flow rates might range from 6 for small areas down to what for larger areas? 1.5. 27. An allowance for infiltration of subsurface water is added to the peak flow to obtain the design flow. A typical infiltration allowance is how many gallons per inch of pipe diameter per mile of sewer per day? 500. 28. Additional sewer capacity to provide for population increase is usually included for areas that are likely to continue to develop. Provision of approximately what percent additional capacity over the initial requirements is advisable? 25%. 29. Typical minimum sizes are 6-inch pipe for house and industrial waste sewers, and which size pipe for all other sewers? 8-inch. 30. The plans for collecting sewer systems generally show slope or grade in terms of what? Fall per 100 feet. 31. Manholes provide access to sewers for inspection and cleaning. They are placed where there is a change in grade, a change in pipe size, a junction of two or more sewer lines, or a change in direction. Otherwise, they are placed at intervals of how many feet of sewer line? 300 or 500. 32. Which systems are designed to drain all surface and sometimes subsurface water that may cause damage to facilities, property, or adjoining land? Storm drainage. 33. Who are generally responsible for building ditches, culverts, and other structures that are a part of storm sewers? EOs and BUs. 34. Building storm drains should generally be graded at least how many inches per foot when feasible? 1/4. 35. Another method for sizing building storm drains is to provide 1 square inch of pipe cross-sectional area per how many square feet of roof area? 100. 36. The stream of water in a pipe is made up of a series of layers moving at different speeds, with which layer moving the fastest? Center. 37. What is the resistance to flow called, which causes a drop in pressure of the water flowing through the pipe? Pipe friction. 38. What in gallons is the total amount of water that would be needed to supply all fixtures if they were being used at the same time for 1 minute? Maximum fixture demand. 39. What is the minimum practical size for a water service line? 3/4 inch. 40. Which type of metal is highly susceptible to corrosion? Iron. 41. Which theory is most generally accepted as an explanation of corrosion? Electrochemical. 42. Which type of cell can be produced by placing two dissimilar metals in a suitable electrolyte? Galvanic. 43. Which type of corrosion is caused by direct chemical attack? Uniform. 44. Which type of corrosion is caused by the electrolytic action of a galvanic cell? Localized. 45. Over a period of a year, corrosion due to stray currents has been known to displace as much as how many pounds of pipe wall for every ampere of current? 20. 46. Which type of corrosion is the deterioration of metals by corrosion processes that occurs as either a direct or indirect result of the metabolic activity of certain minute bacteria, particularly in water or soil environments? Biological. 47. Which type of corrosive action in the soil is due to physical and chemical changes in the soil caused by presence of these organisms? Microbiological. 48. Which type of corrosion alters the composition of metals? Compositional. 49. What is a selective type of corrosion that occurs in copper and zinc alloys? Dezincification. 50. What is a particular form of disintegration that attacks gray cast iron? Graphitization. 51. Which term is applied to metal that becomes brittle because of the action of some form of corrosion that causes the formation of hydrogen on its surface? Hydrogen embrittlement. 52. What are materials that will not conduct electricity? Non-electrolytes. 53. Hydrogen sulfide causes scaling of iron at which temperatures? 1400 degrees Fahrenheit to 2000 degrees Fahrenheit. 54. High carbon steels are attacked by hydrogen at temperatures above what? 750 degrees Fahrenheit. 55. Which type of fluids include such liquids as pure water, lubricating oils, fuel oils, and alcohols? Non-electrolytic. 56. Which type of corrosion is extremely difficult to control because the organisms are very resistant to normal methods of sterilization? Biological. 57. What is any substance that conducts electricity? Electrolyte. 58. Water produced on the surface of the metal when it is exposed to an electrolyte because there are impurities in it. Galvanic cells. 59. Dielectric bushings may be installed to stop electrolytic action in plumbing systems or wherever dissimilar metals are used. These bushings are made of nylon and are usually colored. They withstand pressures to 100 psi and temperatures up to what? 300 degrees Fahrenheit. 60. What are commonly used to combat corrosion on exterior piping systems? Coatings and wrappings. 61. Which type of coatings are the most common type of protective coating? Asphalt. 62. Some of the most important paint coatings are coal tar, asphalt, rubber, and what else? Vinyl. 63. Which type of paints are recommended for piers, marine installations, flood control structures, sewage disposal plants, and industrial concrete pipelines? Coal tar. 64. Which type of paints are used on steel tanks and concrete reservoirs? Asphalt. 65. Which type of paints are ideal for use on the inside of metallic and concrete storage tanks? Rubber base. 66. Which type of paint is very applicable for tanks, pipelines, wellheads, offshore drilling rigs, pipe used in oil industries, railroad hopper cars, dairy and brewery equipment, storage tanks, and concrete exposed to corrosive environments? Vinyl. 67. Grease is another material used to form a protective coating on structures. It is usually made from which type of base? Petroleum. 68. Well-mixed concrete, usually a mix of one part Portland cement to two parts sand, may be applied to pipelines. The thickness of the coating applied may be up to how many inches? 2. 69. Which type of coating is ideal for cold water lines and metals exposed to normal atmospheric temperatures? Metallic. 70. What is a method used to protect metal structures from the action of corrosion? Galvanic cathodic protection. 71. Galvanic cathodic protection is a means of reducing or preventing the corrosion of a metal surface by the use of sacrificial anodes or which type of currents? Impressed. 72. The most common type of sacrificial anode is made of what? Magnesium. 73. Sacrificial anode systems are simple and relatively inexpensive when used to protect small systems. Because they rely on the very small, naturally occurring voltages between dissimilar metals, their range of protection is limited. Using this type of system on a long pipeline requires the placement of anodes every how many feet? 40 or 50. 74. What is designed to protect large metallic distribution systems, such as water supply pipelines? Impressed current. 75. The items of field test equipment that the UT uses to make tests when installing, operating, and maintaining cathodic protection systems are the volt millivolt meter, multi-combination meter, resistivity instrument, buried pipe locator, and what else? Protective coating leak detector. 76. Which instrument will record the variations in potential and reveal the electrolytic conditions around a structure? Volt millivolt meter. 77. Which type of meter can be used as a high-resistance voltmeter, an ammeter, a milliammeter, a low-resistance voltmeter and millivoltmeter, and a potentiometer voltmeter? Multi-combination. 78. Which type of measuring instruments are units used to test the corrosive action of a soil? Resistivity. 79. In the field of cathodic protection work, it is necessary to locate pipes in order to locate interferences in the cathodic protection system. What is used for this purpose? Electronic pipe locator. 80. Which type of detector is used to detect the imperfections in pipe coatings? Holiday. 81. Anode life varies from 5 to how many years, depending on the type of anode used? 30. 82. The materials most often used for anodes with impressed current are aluminum, high silicon cast iron, and what else? Graphite. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at navybmr.com.